Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast from Connecting Faith. There are many more podcasts available at our website, myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Hi, welcome to today's Connecting Faith. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Neil Stavem. Thank you, as always, for your ongoing support of the ministry and your partnership. Many have joined the prayer team. Thankful for that. That's something you can do online, signing up for that at myfaithradio.com. And also, if you've not checked out the new Faith Radio app yet, just want to encourage you that that's available. You can start enjoying the great programs you love and listen anytime, live stream, access shows you missed, read articles, discover opportunities to connect. Available at the Apple App Store and Google Play, or you can find a link on our website as well at myfaithradio.com. So, and Ted, we're going to talk maybe today a little bit about, there's a wonderful resource from Back to the Bible called Go Tandem, which is a resource you can get on your phone, smartphone, and something that can help you every day. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe audio Bibles, and I don't know, do you have a Bible on your on your phone?
So, I do have that, and some devotional guides, Billy Graham, and some others, you know, Jesus Calling, things like that.
Yeah. So
helps you get into the Word daily, right?
You open it up during church, and
the Bible, yeah.
Yeah, and the pastor doesn't get upset when you.
Not a lot of people, but some you can see with phones or even tablets that are looking online.
So you're not really texting.
No,
the sermon. You're actually listening, paying attention. Okay.
Here's our
question today. The question today is, what's the most recognizable verse in the Bible, would you say?
Well, John 3:16 comes to mind, of course, right?
Because of the guy with the orange hair and the sign
at the games.
For
God so loved the world.
Right? All right. Yeah, that's we'll find out. We're going to find out from our guest today. We're going to talk Bible today. Next week. The week of Thanksgiving has been designated National Bible Week for many years, and we want to focus a bit on Bible, particularly on Bible literacy and Bible engagement, and how to really win the day spiritually. We're going to talk today with Michael Ross. Michael is a returned guest to Connecting Faith, award-winning journalist and author, a co-author, a collaborator of more than 32 books, including the Gold Medallion winner, Boom, A Guy's Guide to Growing Up, a best-selling parenting guide called What Your Son Isn't Telling You. And I think one of his latest last time we talked to him about his latest book, Worry-Free Living, Finding Relief from Anxiety and Stress for You and Your Family. Michael's a former editor of Breakaway. It's a national magazine for teen guys published by Focus on the Family. And today he oversees Back to the Bible's book publishing efforts. And his wife, family live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we're honored to have him back with us today to talk the Center for Bible Engagement. Michael, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you so much.
So here's the question that we kind of threw out there, the most recognizable verse in the Bible. I was reading a little summary from some years ago when the Center for Bible Engagement published some landmark research, but it turns out that the most recognizable verse wasn't what we'd probably think.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and what's even more amazing, the average American household has about 5 Bibles, you know, in their homes. But do we crack open these books? Do we read them? Unfortunately, we don't. And that's what our research has shown, that we own Bibles. We trust the Bible. Most of us do. But we're not opening the Bible. We're not reading it. We're not consuming it. And that's a problem.
So hence the verse that people think is the most popular one that they respond to most was, God helps those who help themselves, right? Well, that's the...
That's right. And you know, it's not even in the Bible, you know, which is just incredible. But yet we think there are lots of sayings and things that we believe, you know, are in Scripture, and they're not. You know, perhaps some of the thinking, you know, perhaps we pulled some of the ideas from the Bible, but we're not quoting Scripture. And that's correct. Exactly what you said.
But as you know, as you indicated, we have Bibles in our homes. In fact, you know, Bible has influenced significantly. I mean, our culture, our education, our language, and more. So, I mean, at least our nationally, this is something that it shouldn't be that unfamiliar to us, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I mentioned our study. We have this ongoing study that we've been doing, looking at the spiritual lives of Christians all over the world, primarily North America. You know, most recently that number is up to about 170,000 households, 170,000 households all over the world. And based on this study, you know, we've learned that there are significant differences in the moral behaviors and spiritual maturity of believers who read or listen to the Bible at least four or more times a week compared to those who read or hear Scripture less often or never at all. In fact, this is what we found. Such engagement or Bible engagement motivates service for God and impacts the world for Him. But we've also learned that if you neglect the Bible, if you, you know, rarely open it, if you read it, you know, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, really your spiritual life, your behaviors are no different than someone who does not know Christ. But if you're engaging Scripture four or more times a week, your life is radically different. And that was groundbreaking for us, and we've gotten you know, quite a bit of crit on that. A lot of folks, pastors, saying, "Well, wait a minute, how can you, from a behavior standpoint, you know, study Bible reading and Bible engagement, and say a person's life is no different than a non-Christian? Only God can make that judgment." And we agree, there's nothing magical about that number four. What it comes down to is relationship. It comes down to consistency. When we're consistently consuming the Bible, consistently getting Scripture into our hearts and into our minds and into our lives, when we're consistently communicating with Christ on a daily basis, that makes a radical difference. And, you know, that is not rocket science. Think about it. If you're married, if you're consistently communicating with your spouse, you're going to have a better relationship. If you have children and you're in their lives and consistently connecting and communicating, you're going to have a better relationship with your children as well. So it really comes down to relationship. It's not a magic number, but that number popped out. Those who engage Scripture four more times a week have radically different lives.
That's a pretty profound finding. As you said, you've studied now over 170,000 households from the Center for Bible Engagement, and we're going to talk about why four matters as we go throughout the hour today. It's interesting because you're part of Back to the Bible, you know, past radio host and president of Back to the Bible, Woodrow Kroll, you know, said that Bible illiteracy isn't a problem in the church; it is the problem in the church. Talk about the impact of that statement. What does that mean, or what happens if Bible illiteracy is the problem in the church?
We're not hearing from God. You know, the Bible is one of the ways that God communicates with us. I mean, a very, very important way that He communicates with us. Of course, prayer is a part of that, and He speaks to us through other people, through community, you know, through church. All these things are important, but the Bible is His message to us, and it's unlike any other book out there. You know, we go to college, and we cram a lot of facts and figures into our brains, and we study textbooks. Well, Scripture is not that way. It's alive and it's living and it's personal. You know, it's 66 love letters. I love that. There's a book out there called 66 Love Letters, and it really is that personal messages from God to His creation, to us, and God speaks to us through the Bible, and you know, every time I read Scripture, each time I get something different from it. I may read Isaiah 43:1-4 today, and you know, give it 6 months, I'll go back and read that Scripture again, and God's saying something a little bit different at that period of time. I mean, God's Word is living, and it he communicates in a very personal way to each one of us. And so when we're not engaging Scripture, when we're not in His Word, we're not hearing effectively from Him. We're not learning how He he wants our lives to be. We're not growing closer to him. And that's very, very dangerous. And I'd love to share with you some of our stats and what we've learned, what happens when we neglect the Bible. A disconnection from God's word is the primary reason Christ followers are losing the day in droves.
Mm. We're going to talk more about how to win the day spiritually, what that looks like, what the danger signs are, how we can turn that around, and we'll get to all that. And take your questions as well. Maybe you would like to find out more about, how can you more effectively engage in the Bible? Or you maybe have a family member or a son or daughter. Say, I'd just love to get them. How do I get them engaged? Or see them reading. My spouse isn't interested. These are some of the realities that we're living in today. Michael Ross is an award-winning journalist and a best-selling author. Last time we talked to him, we talked about his book, Worry-Free Living, Finding Relief from Anxiety and Stress for You and Your Family. One of the books that he's co-written with Arnie Cole is called Unstuck, where much of this research is placed. And we'd love to have you join the conversation as we talk more about how to get unstuck on today's Connecting Faith. Here's our phone number. It's 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Or you can connect with us online. You go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com, and you can leave us an email there, and we'll take your question or comment in just a moment. God's Word provides direction for us if we engage with it. We're learning about that today as we talk with Michael Ross. Michael's part of the Center for Bible Engagement. It's a ministry out of the Back to the Bible. And they did some groundbreaking research here a few years back, and it's been ongoing, actually. Started a few years ago, maybe, I guess, 10 or so, and now over 170,000 households have participated. Michael's best-selling author, and he and Arnie Cole have co-written several books, including Unstuck, which is where you'll find much of the conversation that we're having today. And you can join the conversation, by the way, at 877-93-FAITH. Michael, so let's talk about, there's, a lot of people say they believe in the Bible, but, you've done some studying, this research. Just to break it down a little bit, what did you find, and, maybe what was the premise of the research to start with?
Yeah, it all began with Dr. Woodrow Kroll saying, why do so many households own Bibles but are not opening them up? Why are they not reading Scripture? And he passed, that question on to Dr. Arnie Cole, who is currently the CEO of Back to the Bible. And so he launched this study to uncover that answer. Why, do we have like five Bibles in our houses, but yet we're not opening them up? We have good intentions. We mean well. We say we believe, in the power of Scripture, but yet we don't take time to read the Bible. And, we uncovered more than 11,000 reasons for not reading God's Word. And the first reason, the reason that jumped out the most for most people is, I'm too busy. I just don't have enough time. Yet in a typical work day, the average adult American spends 1 hour eating or drinking, 8.8 hours working. This includes emailing, web surfing, 1.3 hours caring for others, 1 hour on household activities, 1.7 hours on other activities, which includes, personal time spent online, texting, messaging, phone calls, 2.6 hours in leisure activities, and 7.6 hours sleeping. And so we say we don't have time for some of the most important connections in our lives, connections with God, connections with our spouses, connections with our children. So being busy causes these spiritual nosedives. It causes us to neglect Scripture, which in turn causes the spiritual nosedives. That's what we uncovered. Not to sound like a great downer, when we've heard this in the past, but we are neglecting the Bible, and it's taking a tremendous toll on our families, on our nation. So many negative things happen when we neglect God and His Word in our lives.
Well, let's expand a little bit more on that, because you actually did, through research, look at some of the big issues in our lives, from temptations, from drinking, pornography, yeah, anger, gossiping, all the. So, I mean, you actually codified the reality of engaging with Scripture that does make a difference, right? Say more about that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, biblically illiterate churchgoers are spiritually immature and vulnerable to all kinds of anti-Christian teachings and doctrines. You know, without a firm grasp, on the Bible, that's nurtured through daily engagement, and I'll explain what engagement is a little bit. Believers are less able to stand strong in the faith that they claim. They're less confident in telling others about Christ, and they're often too weak to withstand the temptations that they encounter. And yes, several things jumped out in our study. A lack of Bible engagement causes a rise in the use of, say, pornography among men. You know, men attending church who occasionally indulge in pornography are about 53%. So 53% of men who attend church say they occasionally indulge in pornography. And we've found a connection with a lack of Bible engagement. You know, those who don't engage in the Bible engage in some of these negative behaviors. Also, unmarried Christians are living together. Marriages are failing among believers. Divorce rates for Christians are statistically identical to those of non-Christians, 32% versus 33%. Adults are leaving Christian churches. More than one-fourth of American adults have left the faith in which they were raised. A growing number of men are frankly lukewarm. You were so excited to see, so many programs and wonderful events for women, and women are leading the charge. Men are behind. Although I just came back from a weekend event in Syracuse, New York, where I spoke. It's called Iron Sharpens Iron, and it's an event for men, and it's encouraging to see this event grow. So there is some change. The tide is changing. But these are some of the things, the negative behaviors, alcoholism, drug abuse, broken marriages, broken relationships. A significant number of young adults have left the Christian church as well. They're not grounded in the basics of faith. They're not consuming Scripture and hearing from God. And so it does result in so many of these problems. That's such a downer, but there is great, great hope as well.
Well, we want to talk about the hope, but maybe say more about what engagement means, because that really is the key to the hope that we have, right? What are we talking about when you say engagement?
Yeah. Absolutely. And in fact, I love to throw out the shocking statement I just did over the weekend as I spoke to men in Syracuse. I said, at Back to the Bible, we've determined, stop reading your Bible. And everybody looked at me. Their mouths dropped open. What? What are you talking about? Well, I said, stop reading your Bible and begin engaging it. And there's a difference between merely reading, trying to cram information into your mind versus engaging it. And when we engage it, we it's a relational way of consuming the Bible. We receive God's word into our mind, by reading, listening to, and spiritually consuming the words of God. We're consistently asking, what does God have to say about this particular scripture that I'm reading? What's He saying personally to me? What does He want me to learn? We reflect on it. We reflect on God's word actively, thinking and meditating and pondering the message of the Bible into our heart. We ask the question, how can I surrender my life and you know, how does God want to bring more peace into my heart? We respond to God's word, looking for ways to live out the truth. So we receive, we reflect, we respond, we find connection, we find relationship, you know, through his word. We ask these questions, Lord, what are you telling me? What do you want me to learn? How do you want me to live this out? That is engaging scripture. And it's so different than punching a spiritual time card, so to speak, and you know, doing our duty and cracking open the Bible and reading a passage, you know, with that mindset where we're just kind of, you know, checking off another thing off our list of activities for the day. When we change that mindset and we say, I'm looking for Christ, you know, I'm looking for a deeper connection with him. I want to hear him. I want him to speak into my life. And when we approach scripture that way, that's Bible engagement.
You know, don't want to, I suppose, be technical or, you know, be talking about minimums, but is there, you know, a minimum time that really you found over time makes a difference? I mean, that, you know, if the number one issue is I'm too busy, so we need to carve out some time, maybe where and when and how much.
That's right. You know, and that's the wonderful thing about faith and wonderful thing about being a Christ follower. You know, it's intimacy with our Creator. It's intimacy with Christ, and he communicates so differently with each one of us. He talks to you differently than he talks to me. And, you know, my day may be completely out of control. It may be so crazy. I have so many meetings, so many things going on, and the Lord doesn't want to add guilt to our lives. Absolutely not. You know, he wants to come into our lives and come into every moment and guide us along. And he wants us to surrender to him and listen to him in the middle of that turmoil. And so when I stop and I connect with him and I read scripture, it may not be, you know, a whole chapter. It may be a few verses. But when I, you know, when I engage those verses, when I receive them and reflect on them and attempt to respond to them, when I talk to the Lord about that scripture, for example, let me give you one today that I'm looking at, and that's from Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, I've been working on that scripture today and talking to the Lord about my crazy life and how I can slow down and have a little bit more balance and what he wants me to do, the priorities he wants me to have. And so I'm taking that scripture and trying to, you know, internalize it and respond to it, getting it into my head and down into my heart and ultimately to my feet where I'm walking it and living it. And that's what Bible engagement's all about.
We'll talk more with Michael Ross about the engaging in God's word, about seeing you know, God's word help us to not be spiritually stagnant, to win the day spiritually. Talking about some groundbreaking research and some encouragement, and we'll get some practical tips too on ways that we can engage in God's word. We can receive, we can reflect, and we can respond to God's word. You can join the conversation. You're welcome to give us a call at 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484. Michael Ross is part of the ministry Back to the Bible, and he's a best-selling author, and he's joining us today on Connecting Faith. Listening in to Connecting Faith, I'm Neil Stave, and we've connected with Michael Ross, award-winning journalist and best-selling author. The last time we chatted, we were talking about his latest book, Worry-Free Living, Finding Relief from Anxiety and Stress for You and Your Family. We're going to reference that here in a little bit. But Michael's day job oversees the Back to the Bible book publishing efforts, and Back to the Bible is also partnered with the Center for Bible Engagement to do some groundbreaking research in the spiritual lives of now more than 170,000 households around the world, mostly in North America. And they've found that if a person engages the Bible four or more times a week, The likelihood of giving in to temptation, such as drinking to excess, viewing pornography, lashing out in anger, gossiping, and lying significantly decrease. Next week is National Bible Week, and let's not just talk about, you know, the wonder of this amazing book, but let's talk about how it can transform our lives. And so Michael's helping us with that. I wanted to ask Michael, does listening to an audio Bible count as engagement? When I go to the gym, I use a little player and play audio Bible. Does that have the same impact, or do we need to read it?
It absolutely has the same impact. You know, we don't have to just give our eyes a workout, you know, by reading, you know, a scripture. We can give our ears a workout as well. And you know, there's a great ministry out of New Mexico called Faith Comes by Hearing. Mm-hmm. And they have audio versions of the Bible that I own that I absolutely love. You mentioned working out at the gym. Perfect. You know, instead of watching, you know, Fox News or CNN or whatever it is you watch, you know, get that scripture into your mind and listen to it as well. Maybe a dramatized version of the Bible. We found that's very effective.
You know, one of the things that I was reading just in kind of some of the summary materials about these studies is that, you know, temptation is a, you know, obviously a key issue. You mentioned that earlier, that, you know, when we're not engaging in God's word, we're more vulnerable to temptation. Yet, I think as I read the studies, that those who are engaging in God's word regularly actually have a higher percentage of times that they're tempted per day.
Yes. That's right, you know, and depending on what denomination you're a part of, you know, what your church is, you know, you may call that something different, but you can also call it spiritual warfare. You know, it seems like the more, you know, we engage Scripture, the closer we get with God, the more our heart conforms to His heart. It seems like the enemy doesn't like that and loves to throw those fiery darts at us. You know, the more we'll encounter temptations and spiritual warfare. And we saw that in our study. But, you know, wow, go figure. The more we surrender to Christ, we're operating in His power. And the more we have Scripture in our minds and in our hearts, the more we're pondering it and trying to live it out, the more spiritual muscle, so to speak, we have. Let me read you this quote here. I absolutely love this. This is from Pastor Joshua Harris. And I'm trying to keep my finger in one part of the my book here and trying to read this at the same time. But this is what Pastor Joshua Harris says. He says, when we read it, he's referring to the Bible, it opens us up. It reads us. It searches us in the deepest way possible. It reveals our hearts and motivations. It convicts and comforts us. When we read it, when we read Scripture, the Holy Spirit confirms in our hearts that it is not the word of men, but the very word of God Himself. They are words unlike any other words on earth. They are true and eternal. God honors those who revere and respect Him and His word, those who treat Scripture not as mere words on a page or human invention, but as the holy, God-breathed, powerful and authoritative words of the Almighty. That we love that quote, and that is absolutely what we've found in our study, that there's power in these words, and those who engage them consistently four more times a week, those who consume Scripture relationally, looking for Christ and His personal message to each one of us, those who memorize Scripture and attempt to live it out and share it, their lives are radically different. They will encounter temptation. They will mess up from time to time, but they know the source. And the one who forgives, and the one who strengthens us, and the one who heals us, and the one who moves us into a deeper relationship with God.
And so even as the same time as maybe there's a higher incidence of temptation coming into our minds, coming across our path, we still are better equipped to handle it. And so less falling when we're engaged in God's word, which is really the good news, isn't it?
That is the good news. You know, it's not a matter of if we're going to encounter turmoil. you know, struggles, temptation in a given day, but when? And if we have God's word strongly planted, you know, in our hearts and minds, and we're operating in God's strength, and we're turning to Him and confessing and praying and you know, daily setting our minds on Scripture, we are better able to withstand that temptation and to make the right choices, to choose the path that God wants us on. Absolutely.
We're talking today about how we can get our lives unstuck and how we can experience real change and not just sort of move from an okay walk with Christ to a vibrant encounter with God and His Word. Talking today with Michael Ross about that, about the Center for Bible Engagement, which we make sure before we end the program, we give out the website so people can find out more on it. But you mentioned, though, and I think the studies found that out, and maybe we kind of know that from personal experience, too, that women seem more likely to read and engage. Maybe what would be your encouragement to wives to help their husbands or the men in their lives win the day spiritually?
My wife is such an encouragement to me. I mean, what a godly woman. And, you know, she has set her heart and mind on Scripture, you know, daily, not as a formula, but out of her relationship with her Savior. And she does her best to have empathy for me and our son, Christopher. When I'm struggling, when I'm stressed out, when I have a problem that I feel like I can't defeat, you know, or I can't find relief from, whatever that issue may be, it may be worry. She's right there, you know, having that compassion and that empathy and helping me to turn back to Scripture and back to God and reminding me that, you know, Mike, don't forget, things are going to be okay. Things are going to be okay through the Lord. He loves you so much. And if I may, here's some Scripture. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, Isaiah 43:1-4, and this is from the Message. This is something that my wife has you know, turned my eyes and ears to. Let me read this, sure, this version from the Message. Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you are in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you are in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior. I paid a huge price for you. All of Egypt, with rich Cush and Seba thrown in, that's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. My wife likes to remind me of that, in particular, you know, how it's written in the Message, and I absolutely love that. And I shared this with men, you know, over the weekend at Iron Sharpens Iron, that, you know, we don't have to get stuck in these toxic shame cycles. We don't have to give in to the lies of the enemy. God loves us more than we can comprehend, and when we mess up, when there's a struggle, come right to Him. He's going to help you through it. He's going to show you the right path.
You know, it reminds me that you mentioned that you and your wife and your son as well, and think as parents, you know, we were talking about this just the other day in the program about passing the faith along to our kids. I mean, that is, you know, the probably greatest burden that we feel and face day by day. What would you say to parents, maybe, to help? How can we help our kids engage? And, you know, there's different levels of understanding of God's word, obviously, but it's, you know, we can all have a relationship with the Lord. So how do we help our children in this process?
Spending time with them, you know, I mentioned that word busy or busyness, you know, as one of the reasons why people neglect the Bible in the first place. You know, our lives are screaming along at, you know, 100 miles an hour. It seems that we live these adrenaline-filled lives, and, you know, we're all in this sort of Starbucks caffeinated state, running from one appointment to another, school, job, you know, practice, you know, like for my son, basketball practice in the evenings. It was so much going on, church activities. We're busy, busy, busy. But but slowing down and not only connecting with our Savior first, you know, and connecting with Him through prayer and Bible engagement, but doing the same with our children and having that moment with them. It doesn't have to be this huge, crazy Bible study where you pull out the concordance and you go through, 10 chapters, of Scripture and pull it apart. It can be just a verse that you read, that you share with your child and you talk about and you pray about. Connect, communicate, talk about their day with them and remind them to set their hearts and minds on Christ, to trust Him. You know, when they're worried or they have a choice to make and they're not sure what to do, to turn to the Lord and pray with your children, and model prayer and Bible reading, Bible engagement in your home. That makes all the difference in the world. One other thing I do, I try to do this just about every day as my son is heading out the door for school. I stop and pray with him and give him my blessing. I ask the Lord to bless him, really, and protect him through the day.
Good word from Michael Ross. Michael, there's a resource that Back to the Bible has developed kind of maybe as a outcome or result of these studies you've been doing through the Center for Bible Engagement. It's Go Tandem. Say a word about a tool like this and how it can make a difference for us to engage throughout the day.
Yeah, I mentioned, Faith Comes by Hearing out of New Mexico, where they dramatize the Bible. Absolutely wonderful. And what we offer that you mentioned called Go Tandem, it's absolutely free. It's a mobile version of the Bible. You can get Go Tandem on your smartphone. You go and sign up, go to your app store and you can find it there. Just type in Go Tandem and you fill out a survey so you can pinpoint exactly, where you are spiritually, how you need to grow, maybe struggles that you're dealing with, and we don't give away that information at all. It's all designed to customize, the delivery of Scripture into your life, and you can choose how much and how often you want to get this. So, for example, for me, I worry quite a bit, and that's why I wrote the book Seven Secrets to Worry-Free Living, helping people find relief. And well, I find relief through Scripture, and so. I can receive Scripture all throughout the day that helps to take my mind off a worry or a struggle and to get my heart and mind focused on truth, and what God wants to communicate to me. Well, that's what Go Tandem is all about, getting that Scripture into your heart and mind all throughout the day. And your phone will ding, and you can pull it up and look at it, and there's a Scripture there for you to read. Like maybe you have a busy morning and lots of meetings, and, you start the day, with fear. You can receive Scripture all throughout the morning that will set your mind on Christ and help you to work through those struggles and that worry.
Is it gotandem.com or .org?
That's right. Gotandem.com.
Okay.
And you can learn more about it, or go to backtothebible.org, and you can learn more about Go Tandem and how to download it on your phone.
All right. We're going to talk more with Michael Ross in just a moment. He is at Back to the Bible, oversees their book publishing efforts. He's an award-winning journalist and author, and he and Arnie Cole have written several books together. And one of the books that we want to reference is called Unstuck. It's, your life, God's design, real change. It can happen. One that they've written and used much of the resources from these Center for Bible Engagement surveys, researchers, to build this book of helpful tools. We mentioned Go Tandem. We'll also talk a little bit about worry-free living and get to that in a moment as well as we continue with Michael Ross from Back to the Bible here on Connecting Faith. That God's Word is living and active, and it does have the power to change us, to transform us. When we receive it, reflect on it, and respond to it, and do that four or more times a week, you can see actually life change take place. You're thinking better. You're loving others better. You're experiencing the life that God intended. And it doesn't have to just be sort of an okay walk with Christ. You can encounter Scripture daily, connect with God, and revitalize your faith. That's the subject of the book, Unstuck, God's Design Your Life, God's Design Real Change, one of the books that Michael Ross has written along with Arnie Cole, CEO of Back to the Bible. Michael heads up the Back to the Bible book publishing efforts. We've been talking about their Center for Bible Engagement, a little bit about Go Tandem. So say a word about Unstuck. And Michael, I don't know if there's maybe a story, an illustration, or a summary of, say, here's, you know, what we've talked about today. If you're ready to get unstuck, here's a strategy to take.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a personal story that I'll share with you. And this happened several years back, and I share this story in the book. It was, you know, my son is 13 today, but back when he was 6 years old, I remember one morning we were sitting at the breakfast table and pouring cereal, and my son said, "Daddy, you know, when you die, are you going to be in heaven?" And I remember, wow, how that just pierced my heart, and I started to give an answer, and then I paused, you know, and suddenly I was starting to doubt my faith and doubt my salvation. I mean, what a scary thing. And I thought, what's going on here? I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for a long, long time. You know, I'm involved in church, and I, you know, I love my family, and I love God. Why am I doubting my faith? And you know, I had to ponder that. Of course, I got to the answer, and I said, yes, of course, I'm gonna be in heaven. And Christopher smiled and said, good, because I want to be there with you. And I remember that just rattled me, and I thought, why am I doubting my faith? What's going on? And I began to realize I was neglecting my faith. I was neglecting Bible reading. I was neglecting prayer. I was going through the motions. I was walking, you know, into church with sort of a Walmart smile on my face. Somebody would ask me how I'm doing, and I'd just say, you know, yeah, great, fine, I'm doing well. When in reality, I was just so full of fear inside. I was kind of operating in my strength, not the Lord's strength. I didn't have Scripture on my mind. I wasn't obeying him and what he wanted, and so that grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me up a little bit, and I had to go through a period of you know, just getting back with Christ and getting on a right path with him, and realizing that God loves me so much, and he loves each one of us, all of us, and you know, nothing's going to separate us from him, and we need to get out of being busy and living these crazy lives and having that balance and turning to him daily. And so that was several years back, and I share that story in this book, and this book, you know, it's the kind of book you can jump in really at any point. It talks about our research, but it's very practical. It talks about how to engage Scripture. We share lots and lots of stories in it, just like that one. But it's all about just reconnecting with Christ. And as you said, not just having an okay walk with him, but having the walk he wants you to have, having, you know, a thriving faith and more abundance and having more joy in your life. And when you have that joy, even if you encounter turmoil, you can still experience joy in the middle of that turmoil when you have that connection with God.
Well, the latest book you've written, I know you're working on a couple others because you've, you know, written or co-written 30 plus or so, but Worry-Free Living, Finding Relief from Anxiety and Stress for You and Your Family. And say more about maybe how Bible engagement can impact or counter worry. I mean, are there some specific ways that we can actually use the Scripture when we're facing worry?
That's right. And I shared a little bit, you know, about that. You know, like I mentioned that worry is something that I've done throughout my life, and it's something I really have to work on. You know, the fact is we'll never escape trouble in our life, as I mentioned, but we can become worry-free by becoming worry-wise, you know, if we learn how to manage fear and worry and stress. And a key way of doing that is through God's Word. You know, or in this book, we talk about a mind-body-spirit approach, not New Agey at all. It's biblical, but looking at what we're putting into our minds and putting into our bodies and our spiritual lives, and you know, learning how to confess, you know, daily, you know, everything that's bottled up inside, all our sins and mistakes and fears and disappointments, everything, and talk to Jesus during uninterrupted prayer times, and you know, praising Him, and as I mentioned, Bible engagement, receiving and reflecting on and responding to Scripture, and worshiping the Lord, and finding rest in Him and surrender in Him. These things, it's what it's all about. And you know, not again, I've said this over and over, it's not operating on our strength, but on the strength of the Holy Spirit, you know, the strength of God, and letting Him guide us and lead us, and where we're weak, you know, He will be strong, and that makes a difference when we're trying to overcome a struggle and defeat worry.
I was thinking we can so easily succumb to the overabundance of information. I know you're working on a book just in terms of sort of, you know, teens and the use of technology, and you know, we're bombarded by, we've got 24-hour news cycles. It's information all the time, and worry sells, of course. So you know, to counteract that with God's Word seems like an important prescription.
That's right, you know, and I've quoted Dr. Archibald Hart on your show in the past, and we quote him in our book, Worry-Free Living, but he says, you must come down from the hills of stress and into the valleys of rest on a daily basis. And he goes on to say, our bodies are not designed for a continual state of fear, worry, and anxiety, but instead for continual tranquility with short bursts of adrenaline. And he points, he's written a book on it, he points to the adrenaline connection, you know, when it, to anxiety and to worry and to fear. And so many of us live in that adrenaline-filled state, that caffeinated state. And Dr. Hart says we got to come down from that, and we've got to work on that and find that balance. And you know, our high-tech habits, so to speak, really contribute to it. You know, technology is such a good thing. It makes our lives better in so many ways, but it also causes us to be a bit more revved up. You know, it causes our lives to move at a faster pace. And there are moments when we just have to unplug and you know, reclaim that balance and get back to the things that are really, really important. And you know, for me, it's each evening unplugging from the world and the day, and plugging into my family, and connecting with them, looking at them eyeball to eyeball, so to speak, and communicating, you know, with them, and of course with my Lord, and with Scripture. These are the things that are important.
You can find out more about the great resources available through Back to the Bible, through the Center for Bible Engagement, or Go Tandem. It's linked there at backtothebible.org. Michael Ross, a journalist and a best-selling author, talking about several of his books that he's one he's co-written with Arnie Cole called Unstuck, Your Life, God's Design, Real Change. I find that to be an encouragement for you in growing your spiritual walk. The phrase they use oftentimes is win the day spiritually. You know, we all would love to experience that each day, and it is a daily walk. And so you can find some encouragement at backtothebible.org. Michael, good to talk with you again. Thank you for some encouragement for us, and we look forward to hearing more as you continue to write and allow God to speak through you.
That sounds great. As always, I love being on your show. Thank you.
Michael Ross joining us today from Back to the Bible. He oversees their book publishing efforts, and he and his wife and son live in Lincoln, Nebraska area. Worry-Free Living, Finding Relief from Anxiety and Stress for You and Your Family, might be a good book to pick up here just in time for the holidays. Get some encouragement from. If you missed part of today's program or want to hear more, or pass it on to a friend, you can always find the interviews posted on our website at myfaithradio.com and then click on the Connecting Faith show page.